Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Teacher was being bribed with Taylor Swift tickets to give her student a passing grade so they could graduate. Did she take the bribe or not? Your follow-up Thursday's here in just a couple of minutes. But first, lifting other women up.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Especially when another woman sneaks into your ex's house and steals your cat back.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, when that happens.
I'm not only here for women's rights, I'm here for their wrongs as well.
Yes, and you're going to love this story because it involves a cat, Abby.
Meow.
And I know how precious your cat Della is to you.
Yes, I love my kitty.
So imagine... sorry.
Every time y'all do that, I start feeling like I'm about to break out. That little meow sound, I got nervous.
Well, she said, I love my kitty, and I'm like, I'm literally taking so many different ways.
That too.
Okay, so when it comes to, imagine you're dating a guy, you get a cat together, you break up, and he's not stealing the cat, but he takes the cat, and you're supposed to, like, have
shared custody?
Exactly. But he takes it, and he doesn't, like, he basically catnaps the cat. I know you would be livid.
Oh, yeah, I'd be taking him to court. Divorce court. Well, not divorce court. It's custody court.
Custody court.
Can be calling up Judge Judy.
All right, so from Harold Highball Jordan, this beautiful, beautiful story. Sometimes I randomly think about the time a girl posted in this girl's only Facebook group I'm in telling everyone how she broke up with her boyfriend and he lied saying that he lost the spare key she gave him. Only to then break into her apartment when she wasn't home and steal the cat they'd adopted while they were together. But then he denied having done this. And she didn't really have any proof that he took the cat since he wouldn't let her come into his place and look for it. And then another girl saw this post and knew her ex-boyfriend and was like, girl, I used to hook up with your man back in blah, blah, blah. And I still have his number. If you want, I'll hit him up and get him to invite me back to his place and see if your cat's there. And the OP was like, bet. So this woman hit up homie dog, asked him out for drinks, went home with him, slept with him, and then woke up in the middle of the night and took the cat.
Wow.
Like, she had only said that she would confirm if the cat was there, but then she took it upon herself to steal this woman's cat back. Like, she full-on Trojan horsed this man and then hit up homegirl like, I got the goods, where you want to meet. And then the two of them posted a photo of them together with the cat to the group. And I just think women supporting women is beautiful.
She took care of two kitties that night.
Yeah.
She did.
Ate the cat and took the cat.
Oh, my God. That's so freaking funny. I follow up Thursday. If you don't know, every Thursday we have storylines on The Bird Show that you guys desperately want closure with. So these are all kinds of segments we've done in the past, and some of them have just been left a little open-ended. So we got a request from Arminta, who hits us up often. Thank you, girl. And she goes, can we get a follow-up Thursday on the teacher who was given Taylor Swift tickets by one of her failing students' mom? She told her that the tickets would be hers if she corrected his grade. She told the parent it was an appropriate thing to discuss on school property, so they agreed to meet up outside of school hours. Thank you.
So this was a story that we did back in May. So this parent knew that the teacher was a huge Taylor Swift fan, bribed her with the tickets. And because this student was on the verge of failing her class, she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bribe this teacher with some Taylor Swift tickets. And while the teacher didn't immediately accept the offer, she was considering it. And so the last thing that we had heard, she had plans to hopefully take care of this. But we all knew that this was a bad idea. And so I thought that she should take the tickets and still fail the student. Like, you know, take the bribe and then run. Mo suggested that she meet the mom halfway by giving the student some special tests and taking the tickets. And if he passed, at least she would know that he still earned something. So now we're going to find out what she did.
And I remember, too, so many teachers and people called up and were like, this is so unethical. She cannot do this. All right, Mo, what happened?
Hi, Bird Show. I did go to the concert. It was amazing. However, I didn't accept a bribe. The more I thought about things, the more I realized that I needed to help my student and do whatever necessary to make sure he had a grasp of the material. So I had asked him to stay after school for a couple of days and we reviewed all his tests and quizzes for the semester. We went over his incorrect answers and discussed why it was wrong, and then discussed the correct answers. I felt like he was really grasping the material and thought it would be fair to allow him to retake a modified version of the test and quizzes.
She took your advice, Mo.
She did. I am proud to say that he passed with flying colors. It made me realize that my teaching style may have been the cause of his previous poor performance. His final grade was a reflection of his effort and grasp of the material. So I am pleased to report that he passed the class with a comfortable margin. I am truly so proud of him. As for the tickets, after the extra after-school hours and effort, his mom thanked me with a pair of tickets.
Oh!
I gladly accepted as a reward for the extra work. I would like to clarify here that at no point did these tickets factor into my decision to help my student. It was just the right thing to do.
Aww. Well, how about that?
Happy ending.
Very happy.
We don't often get these with pretty bows on them, but I will take it.
We need it.
Taking it and running with it.
Good for her.
Hey, The Burt Show.